第八章第二十六节到第四十节。有主的一位使者对腓力说，起来向南走，往那从耶路撒冷下的撒迦的路上去，那条路在旷野里。他就动身去了。有一个伊索皮亚人，是伊索皮亚女王干大基有权力的太监，掌管女王全部国库。他上耶路撒冷去礼拜。他回去的时候，坐在车上读以赛亚先知的书。圣灵对腓力说，你往前去，靠近那车子。腓力就跑过去，听见他读以赛亚先知的书，就问他，你所读的你明白吗？他说，没有人指导我，怎能明白呢？于是请腓力上车，同他坐在一起。他所读的那段经文就是，他像羊被牵去宰杀，又像羊羔在剪毛的人面前无声。他总是这样不开口。他受屈辱的时候得不到公平的审判，谁能说出他的身世呢？因为他的生命从地上被夺去。太监对腓力说，请问先知这话是指谁说的？指他自己呢，还是指别人？腓力就开口，从这段经文开始向他传讲耶稣。他们一路走到了有水的地方，太监说，你看这里有水，有什么可以阻止我受洗呢？有些抄本在此有第三十七节，腓力说，你若全心相信就可以受洗。他回答说，我信耶稣基督是神的儿子。于是太监吩咐停车，腓力和他两人下到水中，腓力就给他施洗。他们从水里上来的时候，主的灵就把腓力提去了，太监再也看不见他，就欢欢喜喜地上路。后来有人在亚朔都遇见腓力，他走遍各城传讲福音，直到该撒利亚。谢谢。
Good morning.
Good morning.
So we have only 5 minutes to talk about baptism.
各位弟兄姐妹，因为时间的限制，又因为洗礼，我们只有五分钟。Actually, we also have Holy Communion.
That's right, sir. So, first of all, congratulations to both of our brothers for their baptism today.
首先，我们要欢庆、欢迎，并且恭喜。贺喜两位今天受洗的弟兄姐妹、弟兄们。
And so the question we can ask as a church that what is the need of baptism?
作为一整个教会，我们可以问这个问题：到底受洗有什么样的必要性？
The first reason we are baptized as a Christian.
我们作为基督徒要受洗的第一个原因是。
Because Jesus Christ, our Lord, only gave us two important rituals as Christians.
因为耶稣基督我们的主，他只亲自吩咐了两项圣礼，作为基督徒我们应该遵循。
And one is the Holy Communion.
第一是圣餐的礼仪。
And another is a baptism.
另外是洗礼的礼仪。
So in the baptism, as you saw, that we take water.And we put on the heads of that person.
我们刚刚在洗礼的时候，各位见证了，我们将水放在受洗人的头上。
It is a symbolic act.
这是一个象征性的行为。
In the past, they used to take people to the river.
在古的时候，他们经常要带人到。
And somebody who's being baptized, they would go almost in the, all the way inside the river.
受洗人要一路走到河里面，至少几乎淹到头。
And then they will come out.
之后他们整个下水了以后再出来。
And it was a symbolic.
这也是一个象征性的行为。
It was an expression that this person has died in his sin or her sin.
这样子的象征性包括了说这个人在他的罪恶之中淹到水里死了再起来。
And in that river, his or her sin are being washed away through the blood of Jesus Christ.
在那河里，这个罪恶经由耶稣基督的血已经将所有的罪洗去。
And now when the person comes back, he is resurrected in Jesus Christ.
当这人从水面浮出起来的时候，代表他跟着耶稣基督一般由死里复活了。
They died in their sin, but they came in the righteousness of God.
在罪中死去，在起来，在耶稣基督的恩典之中复活了。
And so, yes, a long time ago, when you accepted Christ in your life, you died in your sin, and Jesus gave you new life.
是的，在传统之中，在许多的年代之前，受洗的时候，你就整个浸在水里，由谁离去？你在罪恶中死去，由借着耶稣基督的圣灵而复活。
And that was the conversation between you and God.
这是你与神之间的。
And you have been living in that victorious and righteous life for a while.
你就继续着在这胜利得胜的生命之中继续活着。
But in your spiritual life, you came to a place where you're telling that now I'm ready to tell about my life to other people.
在这样的情形，已经相信、承认、心里相信、口里承认耶稣基督的人。是在这心中的信仰已经走了一阵子，可是现在是准备好向世人承认，在向公众宣明的时候了。
And so the baptism is also outward expression of inward change.
这洗礼也是一个代表内在已经改变出来的，从外边大家可以看得到的一个象征。
And so these are the three quick reasons why we take baptism.
这三个最快速的原因，我们为何要施行洗礼
？Number one, we're following the commandment of our Lord Jesus Christ.
第一，我们跟从耶稣基督他自己所教训我们该做的事。
Second thing, we're dying in a sin and then we're coming back in righteousness.
第二，我们从罪恶之中死去，我们在圣灵的得胜之中。
And third one is outward expression of already inward change taken place.
第三是从向公众展示出我们内在之中已经开始进行的转变。
And so now, brothers, you enjoy your relationship with God.
所以我们主内的弟兄们，你们今天就这样子的可以与神的关系，可以在喜乐中欢庆。
Know that your sins are forgiven.
知道你的罪恶已经得赦。
And so live in the spiritual liberty.
你就在灵里得到了自由，可以继续生活下去。
Know that you are a part of the God's great big family.
知道你是神在这世上的大家庭之中的一份子。
And you have a sisters and brothers all over the world.
你在这个家庭之中，到处世界上各地都有弟兄姐妹与你同在。
So you are not a part of one small family, but you're a part of a large family.
你不仅仅是这一个教会里面的一个小小的家庭，也是这全普世教会之中的大家庭的一份子。
And now you're invited to take this Holy Communion.
现在也欢迎各位在一起享用圣餐。
And so those who are going to help us with the communion ushers, please join me.
今天服侍圣餐的请上台一起。
On the night when Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and he broke it. He broke it, saying that this is my body broken for you.
他掰开分给门徒说，这是我的身体，为你们所舍。
Every time when you come together, remember my suffering, my death, and my resurrection.
你们每一次聚集在一起的时候，要这样记得我的受苦、受死与我的复活。
And same way, he took the cup, saying that this is my blood shed for you.
同样的，他举起杯来，祷告祝谢了以后，他分给门徒说，这是我的血，为你们所流。
Every time when you come together, remember my suffering, my death, and my resurrection.
你们每一次聚集在一起的时候，要记得我的受苦、受死、我的复活。
Dear people of God, this is the body and blood of Christ given for us.
各位神国的子民们啊，这是耶稣基督的身体与宝血为我们所舍。
In the United Methodist Church, we call it an open communion.
在联合卫理公会里面，我们将之称为一个开放性的圣餐。
In other words, you are as welcome as everyone else.
换句话说，无论你是谁，只要你愿意接受耶稣基督的圣餐，你跟所有的人一样受欢迎来到耶稣的台前。
And as you come in the sense of that you are entering into the Holy Communion, a very sacred act.
来的时候，心知道这是一个神圣的礼仪。你在与耶稣基督一对一的交流。
And also invite somebody alongside you.
也欢迎邀请其他与你同一起来的人上来领受这圣餐。